Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Mark?
Afternoon, Bill.
Yeah, a busy time of the year now. Here come the playoffs. Here comes senior night. You just heard the gentleman from Traverse City giving some love to his daughter on her birthday and a Traverse City West volleyball player getting ready to take on Petoskey. So this transition from fall sports and most outdoors outside of volleyball to winter indoor sports, where's everything at with your MHSAA team, the executive council, connected to Mass, the pandemic? What's the latest update?
Well, really not a whole lot has changed. The way that we stand today is that I think our winter sports are going to look a lot like what our two indoor fall sports have looked like. From all of our sources, we hear consistently that there is no statewide order that is imminent. So nothing coming that would create a statewide mask requirement, nothing that would create any statewide testing that we had to do last winter with wrestlers and then all of our spring athletes. There's no signs that anything is coming. So the thing that's going to make it challenging now for schools is that each local county health department is handling masks differently. So when you have, schools in County A that have no mask requirement and they now travel to play a game in County B, which does have a masking requirement, well, the current policy is, the host school venue is what rules the day. So all fall we've had those volleyball teams from County A that have played in County B, and for those days of competition, they've had to put on and wear a mask. So as it stands today, that's really what we're looking at in terms of winter. I wish for consistency's sake that more of our local county health departments were on the same page when it comes to mask wearing especially. But, right now the MDHHS, who were the ones that put numerous orders in place last year, nothing has come in, Bill. And because of that, we'll just have to continue to take these on a county-by-county, school-by-school basis.
And the feedback and data, and again, that's what's driven every decision by you and your team since the pandemic began. For those limited fall indoor sports connected to COVID-19, connected to being a spreading event, is there any feedback for the indoor sports that you've heard from any member schools?
I am not aware, Bill, of one single outbreak that can be connected to a volleyball event or a girls swimming and diving event this fall. We've all seen some media reports about school districts that have had COVID cases. Those kids happen to be athletes. I know Sexton High School in the Lansing area, they had some positive COVID cases and their football team did not play week 9. But when it comes to indoor sports, not aware of any that have been connected back to one of our indoor fall teams. So, and again, there's an awful lot of data out there. I mean, kids have been wrestling, for example, all summer without masks and all of the non-school wrestling that goes on all summer. And my freshman daughter, I mean, we have been everywhere, I think, on planet Earth to play non-school basketball during the summer and here into the fall, and kids are playing everywhere without masks on, and we're just not seeing the outbreaks that they think some out there who maybe have a certain angle on things would like to see. So no, we're continuing to follow what actually happened. We're looking at our actual experience last winter with our sports. You're looking at all of these indoor activities that have been going strong all summer and through the fall here, and certainly learning those lessons, but we're ready for a winter sports season that looks so much more like normal than what we lived through last year.
It's great news. Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us on the Meyer guest line. I'm also getting a lot of comments, something you are continuing that you learned through last year, the e-ticket, the exchange digitally, online for people going to playoffs, postseason play for all sports. Is that continuing across the board? Will people be able to still pay at the door? How will that work for Michigan High School Athletic Association sanctioned playoff tournaments?
So for our fall tournaments, this is going to be one more season where we are exclusively using the GoFan digital ticket. So to buy any ticket, you simply go to the GoFan app or the GoFan website. You type in where the host is, and you can purchase your tickets that way. We had to make a decision back in really early September about what our fall tournaments were going to look like. I think, you know, what we all forget is the fact that, yeah, the football playoffs are starting this week and district volleyball starts next week. Bill, we've got two of our fall sports are already done. Golf and tennis have already completed, not just the regionals, but those state finals are all finished. And we had to have something in case, again, COVID's still out there. We're not talking post-pandemic yet. But where we were at in September, we had to make that call to where if restrictions were going to go in place that required the sports organizer to have that contact matrix in case there was an outbreak, we made the decision to use GoFan tickets like we did last year, at least through our fall tournaments. And then when our board meets in early December, we're going to talk seriously about, okay, what do we want this to look like through the winter and the spring? But back in early September, we were not in a position to really do anything other, Bill, than to say, you know what, for at least one more tournament season, GoFan's the where it's at. I know my mom and dad, who are loyal listeners of your show, Bill, there in Caledonia, I know Grandpa and Grandma Ewell do not like the digital tickets. They are not of the smartphone generation, and they would much rather pay cash. We understand that completely. But there's also an awful big percentage of our population out there to where doing things online and digital tickets, whether it's movies or other forms of entertainment, has really become second nature. So I realize that we're not going to have one solution that's going to be the favorite of everybody, but given everything we had in front of us, we really had no other choice but to go with the GoFan app, yet at least through the fall.
By the way, on my old huge show MySpace website, Grandpa Ewell from Caledonia, Michigan, just posted, "Tell Mark we want to pay cash."
and I don't mean to make it sound like a generational thing, but it really is. The digital natives and those who, you know, really are now quite adept at handling a lot of their, you know, personal finance or things with their phone. Digital tickets are no big deal, but it just tends to be that folks who tend to be older of that generation, there's just less comfort in doing a lot of things on their phone. To be honest, it's a generation that I kind of long for, because they're really into the more personal interaction, conversation, rather than everything being phones and online. So we understand the concern. It's just, Grandpa Ewell's not going to be very happy with me here through the fall tournaments.
Yeah, he continued on my old huge show MySpace account. He said, "I've been trying to get the tickets for the Caledonia playoff game for 123 hours.
And he keeps getting that little internet circle that just circles and circles and circles, right?
All right, Mark, we got to roll. Tell your mom and dad thanks for listening in Caledonia. They have a heck of a high school program this year. Can't wait for the playoffs this weekend. Football, volleyball next week. We'll talk soon, my friend, okay?
You bet. Look forward to seeing everybody out there. GoFan for all of your tickets here for the next handful of weeks.
All right, GoFan.com, and just search who is the host of that playoff game, not your school. Search who is the host and get your tickets. I'll post that online. I'll share it from the MHSAA website.